Finally on the show today, the Saudis don't usually like foreign journalists peeking behind the kingdom's curtain, unless there's a camel carnival going on, apparently, which is precisely how the world's Richard Hall found himself in the middle of the desert, just outside the Saudi capital, Riyadh.
Okay, so I'll try and describe the scene here. We're on a what looks like a horse racing track. It's a sandy track in front of a stand of about, I'd say about a few hundred people. This track was built especially for this camel festival. And what we're seeing now is the judging of the camel festival. Basically what happens is the camels come along this track. They are paraded 30 at a time by their trainers. And the judges line up and they're judging their beauty.
The beauty contest at the King Abdulaziz Camel Festival is kind of a big deal. Thousands of camel owners from all over the Gulf come to compete. To get the herd to trot in line, a couple of baby camels are driven in the back of a Toyota pickup in front of them like bait. It's a bewildering sight for a first-timer. To the untrained eye, the camel might not be the most attractive of animals. But Fawzan Al-Mahdi is no untrained eye. He's the head judge, in fact. The first question I had for him was, what makes a camel beautiful?
Its height is essential. Also, the elongation of its neck is important. The longer, the better. It also has to be very well shaped and straight. We also look at the size of the head, the size of the nose, and the lips of the best camels are usually drooping downwards. This is important too.
Mahdi is a stern-looking man, and he knows his camels. He has a big weight on his shoulders. More than $30 million in prize money is given to the owners of the prettiest camels. And with so much money at stake, there's always the temptation to break the rules.
We have a medical committee for this because it is prohibited to cheat. This committee uses special equipment to verify whether a camel has been injected with Botox or any similar suspicious material.
Yes, you heard right. Botox for camels. 12 were disqualified this year after their enthusiastic owners messed with their faces. And the scandal goes much deeper. Some of the camels' lips were tied with weights to make them droop, something the judges score highly for. Others were injected with anesthetic for the same reason. But there's a serious point to this festival. It's not just about the beauty, it's about the camel's place in Saudi Arabia's history. It's culture.
To us in Saudi Arabia, camels are considered a historical symbol. Many countries in the region have symbols. We chose the camel because throughout the years, camels were a transportation method. And the milk of the camels is very popular here and has always been.
This year's festival is the biggest yet. Aside from the beauty contest, there are camel races, exhibitions, sculptures, stalls selling camel milk, even camel meat. The tallest camel in the world is here, and the shortest. The whole idea here is about reinforcing a sense of national pride and keeping a connection to the past at a time when the country is changing rapidly. Women will be allowed to drive here for the first time this year. Cinemas are opening up again, and soon tourist visas will be relaxed. After being closed off for so long, Saudi Arabia is showing signs that it wants to open up. Dr. Fahed Al-Samari, an organizer of the festival, says it's exactly events like this that the government hopes tourists will flock to eventually.
I think Saudi Arabia is part of the world that they must see. It's full of so many things to be seen. Society is hospitable. Culture is very versatile and rich. The new things that might know about, we love to have them here. We love to see them here.
But will tourists want to visit a country that is renowned for restricting almost all political rights and civil liberties and is still one of the world's worst places to be a woman? That's a hard sell, no matter how pretty the camels are. For the world, Richard Hall in the Al Dana Desert, Saudi Arabia.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, don't you know? So behold, camel pictures and plenty of them at PRI.org. That'll do it for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Hope you'll join us again tomorrow.